Thank you very once again. So this one also used this the two samples, and I think the samples have been very useful to us, and so we'll have to thank them. So here we are looking at polymorphisms of the PSD3 gene, whether they are associated with obesity. And so our intention was to conduct this analysis on one of the samples and do a replication study on the other one to see whether our results will be confirmed. So we have no relationship to this disclose. We're talking about introduction, objectives, methods, analysis, results, conclusions, and disclosure. Here, as I said, the research was done by Gon Shao, who is also a student, doctoral student in my program. And then we have Zhu, who is in Texas and Technical University of Health. And then we have our Dr. Liang Wan, is also epidemiologist in East Tennessee State University. And Dr. Wan Keshin, who is the leader. I'm sorry for the arrangement of the names, but he is the team leader. And then me as a student. So now, let's look at introduction and why this study matters. Of course, obesity it's somehow epidemic in the United States and many parts of the world. And there have been several efforts trying to control obesity. These include diet, exercise, education, surgery, and drug therapies. But so far, they've not been able to achieve the aim. So it's cause for studying obesity in other directions and looking at some biological factors, including genetics. So this is why we need to explore some genetic and epigenetic mechanisms that are involved in obesity, and so that we can use the genetic principle to control obesity. So the genome-wide association study has been very successful in locating some kind of loci that harbor common forms of obesity susceptible genes. So there have been several studies that have been done to show some SNPs that are associated with obesity. And increasingly, we are recognizing that some genes are associated with obesity, and we have also been able to find some obesity-associated candidate genes. So example is the plextrin and sex-17 domain containing the PSD3. And this PSD3 is located in 8q22. It has been found that decreased expression of this gene has been detected in multiple forms of cancers. So it suggests that it may be it has been detected in multiple cancers when these genes have been these genes are not well expressed. And so we suspect that this gene can be a tumor suppressor, especially in cancer when when this gene is not well expressed, then there's a reduction in cancer. So it's believed to be gene suppressor, a tumor gene suppressor. It has been associated with immune diseases such as systemic sclerosis. And so the rare expansion of this gene still remains to be explored and clarified. So our main aim of this study is to first examine genetic association of 163 SNPs within the PSD gene with obesity in the marshmallow sample. So we first conducted our first study in the marshmallow sample, examined 163 SNPs. And then in that study, we hypothesized that the gene PSD3 polymorphism, at least some polymorphism in this gene, will be associated with obesity. This is the marshmallow sample which I have just spoken about. It's a genome-wise association study on cataract, and then HDL, in the Personalized Medicine Research Project Cohort Study. And it has been genotyped using the Illumina Human 66 660W quad, now as you can see there with long name. So the sex sample, I mentioned it earlier on, it's the full name is the Study of Addiction, Genetics and Environment, and it's a comprehensive genome-wise association study. It has about, the sample size is about 4,000 unrelated subjects of European and African American descent. And in the same sample, since we did not have information on obesity, what we did was that we calculated BMI based on height and weight measures. And so obesity was determined as a body mass index that is greater or equal to 30. And so in these, we had 254 obese and 776 non-obese individuals. So the sex sample was used as a replication study for the match weight sample in this analysis. First, we conducted at the Weinberg equilibrium, and this was tested using all SNPs in for the controls by using HaploView software. And then we also examined minor allele frequency, which was determined for by each SNP using Planck software. Then we conducted logistic regression of obesity. We adjusted for age and sex. And this was performed in the Planck software version 1.07. So this is just a summary of our participants in the Marshfield sample and then in the SAGE sample. In the Marshfield sample, the people that were obese, and which we term cases, 57% of these were females. And in the SAGE sample, 71% were females. So the average age, or the mean age, for in the Marshfield sample for those who were considered obese was 65.2 or 66 years plus 11 years, plus or minus 11 years. And then that for the SAGE sample was about 42 years plus or minus 9 years. So the average age, actually, the age range was 46 to 90 for the Marshfield sample cases, and then 24 to 65 for the SAGE sample cases. In the controls, details have been given there. So that's basically what I've discussed, so I would retreat them. Unfortunately, this may be very high, very difficult to read from behind, especially if you're behind. But these are the results for our analysis using the Marshfield sample. Actually, what the summary of the table that I showed was that in the Marshfield sample, we identified 20 SNPs that were associated with obesity with a p-value of less than 5%. And then a SNP with the SNP RS4921966 actually revealed the strongest association with obesity in the Marshfield sample. Then, when we conducted replication study using the SAGE sample, we identified three SNPs. Three out of the 20 SNPs that were initially associated with the Marshfield sample were also associated in the SAGE sample. So they had p-value of less than 0.05. So this is our haplotype analysis. And if you look at the haplotype analysis, you can see it associated with the p-value. So if we look at the first one, the TG haplotype analysis, we can see increased odds ratio of obesity. That's about 23% increase with a p-value, which is significant, highly significant. So this haplotype analysis actually confirmed our previous studies that these SNPs are associated with obesity. Now, so we identified haplotype block for six SNPs using the HaploView software, including the SNPs, the following SNPs that have been given, the RS1199-5692 and RX7074-13. So the TG haplotype analysis from these two SNPs, I reviewed the strongest significant association with obesity in the match phase sample, and as well as the TC haplotype from the SNPs given the two SNPs, the RS1199-5692 and RS748208 with R-square of 44%. They also reviewed significant association with BC in the match field sample. So this is, in brief, the haplotype block. And as you can see, the R-square have been given for each of the blocks. We read from 7 to 92. I think the range is about 7 to 92%. So discussion. Our hypothesis from the results actually confirmed our hypothesis that variance in the PSD3 will be associated with obesity. And in summary, we observed that 20 SNPs showed significant association in the match field sample. And then our haplotype analysis further confirmed this result. And then when we replicated the SNPs, 3 also showed association in the SAGE sample. So this study actually provides some preliminary basis for future studies. To the best of our knowledge, this is the first time we are looking at this particular gene association with obesity. And so it will provide basis for further studies and replication studies, and also maybe longitudinal designs, and also use diverse population, because we use Caucasian samples. So we have to get it more in other populations to see if it can be replicated that way. So we also recommend that future studies will focus on obesity-related gene-environment interactions as well. Then, limitation. Our limitation, the first is that we actually use only one Caucasian sample. So it may be difficult for us to generalize our results to non-Caucasians. And then we had only two samples for analysis. So there's a need for more analysis using different samples. And then we also have not forgotten the fact that we perform statistical analysis and it's subject to type 1 error. And so replication is still required just to increase the strength of the evidence that we have provided. So in conclusion, we have first observed association between PSD3 gene polymorphism with obesity in two Caucasian samples, and this provides basis for replication in other population in order to clarify the potential role of this gene in obesity. And then we also recommend future functional study of this gene, which may help to characterize the genetic architecture for obesity. That's just a disclosure. So thank you. That's a brief presentation. Thank you very much.